Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, everybody? Time to get up and at 'em here on D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You could take the radio show with you on the go, and that's where you could check me out in Richmond Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. It's AWOD on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, and I am fired up today because I have World Cup fever. And if you could tell, I've been dealing with losing my voice since after the first win over Paraguay. I have not celebrated this much watching a sporting event in a while. You guys know I'm a diehard DC sports fan. It's been tough this past year for the Commanders, the Capitals, the Wiz, the Nats, right? We didn't have a team in the postseason, and I think we'll talk about it later because it does feel like this is a moment in time where the future is very bright for all four DC sports teams. But right now, I am loving Team USA, and I have not celebrated this much about a sporting event in a long time. I have World Cup fever. There's so much going on in the sports world. We got the NBA Draft Tuesday, NFL mandatory mini camp wrapped up for the Commanders, new home run derby rules to discuss and more. There's so much going on, but I am locked in to the World Cup here in Mexico, Canada, and the United States. And how about that win yesterday for Team USA? Another dominant victory, another wire-to-wire victory, another win in the group stage, something I talked about last week that used to be so difficult for Team USA to achieve. A win in the group stage. We used to pray for ties in the group stage. I remember it like it was yesterday. England, USA, 1-1. England, USA, 1-1. USA wins. We called that a victory. A 1-1 tie. A draw in the World Cup. Now, in 2026, on home soil, Team USA has gone out there, played 90 minutes, put up 3 points, another 90 minutes, and gotten 3 points. 6 points, won the group. It's unbelievable what has happened right now. Another win in the group stage. The momentum is building. Momentum is building. And winning the group stage guarantees ourselves a matchup with a third-place team in the round of 32. This World Cup with 48 teams is like a marathon. It's much more like a marathon than a sprint. There's a long, long way to go. We got the third knockout or the third group stage game against Turkey. Rest everybody, play probably half the starters that aren't on red cards. The other guys get to rest and get your everybody on the squad some playing time, get them going and feeling like, hey, if I'm needed in the next round, I can come in as a super sub because I had my moment against Turkey. I had my moment already in the group stage. So this is a great spot for America to be in because you kind of have a game that you can play with. You can mess with tactics. You can really mess around here knowing, hey, you already won the group. You're already locked into the round of 32. We're going to get Christian Pulisic back. No reason to play him at all against Turkey. And you look forward because this World Cup is going to be a marathon. There's an extra game to be played, an extra game to be won to win it all with 48 teams and the knockout round starting with the round of 32. And our goals are changing. Right? Every day, every game, our goals are changing. And so last week, right, we needed our full squad to beat Paraguay. And then coming into this one, I said USA can win with or without Christian Pulisic. And selfishly, I wanted to see Christian Pulisic. I know Christian Pulisic wanted to see himself out there. He wanted to play so bad. But when you really understand the tournament being a marathon, and if you put yourself into the perspective of Coach Mauricio Pochettino, there was no reason to play Christian Pulisic. You had actually almost guaranteed yourselves a spot in the knockout round with that 3 points in the first game with the three different goal differential, right? So there's 32 teams that are going to advance, which means you're going to have a bunch of the third place teams. We were already going to be a third place team. So we went into the second game against Australia, and I love his mindset looking back on it right now. Like, we didn't need Pulisic. Let's go out there. He actually changed the formation. He changed the tactics. And he made it seem like, and the players talked about this, like playing without Christian Pulisic was the strategy to beat Australia. Like, yeah, Pulisic is great, and we absolutely want him out there, but we're going with Pepe and Balogun up top so that we have two strikers to attack their weakness there, as this is a team that wants to stay back and wants to defend throughout the entire time. It's chess, not checkers, with Mauricio Pochettino. It's a long way to go, but there's no doubt USA has been one of the teams of the tournament. USA is one of the main talking points. And they're not talking about our stadiums being bad. They're not talking about ticket prices anymore. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about how Team USA has a chance to win this thing. Are you kidding me? I have to pinch myself to make sure this is reality. This is a USA team that's looking like they're getting better and better every game, every match, every minute that they're out there working together. It hasn't been that long since Coach Mauricio Pochettino took over for Team USA. And so I do think that every minute he gets with those guys is important. And Coach told his players after the first win, Americans, we don't take no bleep. We don't take no bleep. And Sebastian Berhalter said that to reporters, and it just felt like that was the identity for this team, right? This team's not going to take any stuff. Australia, you want to kick our ankles? We're not going to take that. You want to play? You want to play defensively and stay back in your box? Fine. We're going to spray balls in until all of a sudden we get one to knock our way and get into the back of the net. We basically almost had two own goals in the game. Freeman credited with the second one, but just by spraying balls into their area, dangerous balls to make a play on it. This team has an identity. We're not going to take stuff. We have a play style. We're playing the beautiful game. The beautiful way, building up from the back. Our wingers, super fast, Robinson and Dest on the other side, are getting up into the box and being dangerous with their crosses. Strikers, our forwards, are poaching in the box, right? That's all you got to do is get into the box, have somebody swing it in there. It's one touch, one touch. That's why Australia was so lethal in their first game against Turkey. Two shots, two goals. In soccer, sometimes all it is one touch. It can make a huge difference here, but you have to be able to swing that dangerous ball into the box to then make a play on it. But I think some of my takeaways from the first two games, it has to start with coaching matters, all right? Especially in this World Cup with water breaks. It's one of the talking points of the World Cup for sure. Whether you like it or not, it is making managing the game more effective. It is. It's changing everything. Momentum coming in and out of the water breaks is changed. They're actually seeing it on heat maps in the soccer game. Every single game, coaching matters more because of the water breaks. So you're basically getting three halftimes, right? So think about this in soccer. It's 90 minutes. It's nonstop. The time literally doesn't stop. You're only allowed a certain amount of subs. You know, you have managers on the sidelines sometimes. They write a note on a piece of paper and hand it to a player, and it's supposed to get spread around to 11 guys. It's a nightmare sometimes trying to change a formation from the sideline to 11 guys while the play is going on. But then 22 minutes into the game here, all right, you're getting a water break. And Coach is sitting down with the guys and adjusting things on the left side, adjusting things on the counterattack. How do we want to defend better? And then boom, second 25 minutes of the first half, basically, you've made an adjustment. Then you go into the locker room, and he gets 15 minutes to actually sit with you guys and with the guys and go on an iPad or a laptop, like that photo went viral, or a whiteboard, and make adjustments. They go back out. 20 minutes later, he's making more adjustments. Coaching matters, especially in this World Cup with the water breaks. There's just no doubt in my mind that Team USA has been at their best when they've had a coach that is from another country. Jurgen Klinsmann, I loved the team that we had under Jurgen Klinsmann. I like Bruce Arena, really like him as an American coach, not for Team USA. Greg Berhalter, he's probably a great coach in like the MLS, not for Team USA in the World Cup. We went out there and we paid one of the legends out there. He took Tottenham to the Champions League final. I've been telling my friends this entire World Cup, that's like taking the Jaguars to the Super Bowl. And he lost the game, right? But taking the Jaguars to the Super Bowl, that's going to get you jobs forever. And that's what we're seeing with Mauricio Pochettino. He's probably going to coach Team USA in this World Cup and walk off into the sunshine and pop up in Milan with a new job there, or in Spain with a job there in La Liga. Like, he's going to get a great job. And the players understand that it's like when a college coach in America gets a better job, they're taking their players with them. there's a good chance that the best players on Team USA are going to show up on the next team that Mauricio Pochettino coaches for. And I think that is also in the back of their heads, and they're using it as motivation. It's not drama at all, and some people thought, oh, our coach is on the way out. No, everybody's using that as like a, hey, I can better myself if I better my team here in this World Cup by putting out better performances. So it's unbelievable what Team USA has done. It's the best two games I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I know I'm locked in and loving it, and I am just really enjoying the buzz building here in the nation's capital and around the country as well for the United States men's national team. How are you feeling today after Team USA defeats Australia to win the group stage? You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're talking soccer here. It's the summer of soccer in the States, and I absolutely have World Cup fever watching Team USA. Two games, two wins, bunch of goals, nothing but excitement, and there has been a absolute reason to celebrate here in the United States for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. It's AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. How you doing, everybody? You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available with the Odyssey app, live and local here on a Saturday, June 20th. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine. How about that Team USA win over Australia? With every game, the expectations change. With every win, the excitement grows. I have never seen my USA men's national team have this much success in the group stage. It's blowing my mind every single time I watch them play. I love telling people how much I care about USA soccer, and normally they don't care either. But right now, it feels like everybody around the country, men, women, grandmas, grandparents, my mom is locked in, wants to know more about Team USA, the players, the coach, and the support that they're getting around this country. It has been incredible here on home soil to go two games, two wins, top of the group, and on to the knockout round with one game to spare, which means we can rest our stars and get ready for round of 32. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. 2-0 victory over Australia after the 4-1 victory over Paraguay. How are you feeling today as Team USA is top of their group at the 2026 FIFA World Cup? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Aaron in D.C. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going? Man, what a weekend for us. U.S. soccer all the way.
Absolutely. How are you feeling today? I mean, what are your expectations now for this team?
I mean, come on, 6 points, six goals, back-to-back dominant performances, you know, really destroying Paraguay 4-1 in L.A. in that opener, and now, you know, a critical 2-0 shutout against Australia. Now we know we're through to 32. Yeah, I'm feeling great.
How much do you usually watch soccer, and how much do you have World Cup fever right now?
I'm a longtime soccer fan. I played college soccer, and I went to the World Cup in 1994, and I actually hosted DuPont Circle's Fan Fest in 2010, and then 14 and 22. So I'm a big-time soccer fan. I've been tied to every single game, you know, pregame show, and watching the news afterwards. So I'm just super excited to be a part of this.
I love that. I was there at DuPont Circle in 2010. I have some great memories from 2010, 2014 as well. So how far can Team USA go?
You know, I want to say that we're going to win it. But, you know, if we think realistically about what we're able to do, we're 17th in the nation, and I think we're going to make it to the final eight. I really do think we're going to make it to the final eight because we're just that good of a team.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Coming into this World Cup, I saw ESPN ranked America as team 22nd out of the 48 teams. I would say that we are probably 15th in my mind, which means round of 16, should be our bar. We should cruise to the round of 16. I would be very disappointed now if we lost in the round of 32. Then in the round of 16, it's all about matchups, right? We mentioned some of the old World Cup losses. Belgium. I want revenge against Belgium. Tim Howard stood on his head. That was their golden generation. Lukaku, Eden Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne. Now, I will say De Bruyne and Lukaku are still on this team, but they're old now. So that Belgian golden generation knocked Team USA out of the World Cup. This is our golden generation. This is our chance to get our revenge on Belgium in the round of 16. So how far can Team USA go? I mean, I do think round of 32 is locked in. I love our chances because we're going to get a good matchup against a third-place team. Round of 16, it's all about the matchup. We don't know who it's going to be, but I like our chances. And then when you get to the final eight, you have every possibility of advancing because we've seen craziness. Croatia, Morocco, even other Japan, South Korea, we've seen teams go on crazy runs, win it with a PK, win it in overtime, give yourselves a chance, and it's all about setting yourself up with the best path. And right now, Team USA has absolutely achieved that. And it's now about watching the other teams and sitting back and seeing the craziness. But what's the difference in this World Cup for Team USA? I think the number one thing is coaching. Coaching matters, especially in this World Cup with the water breaks, as I've said. It's an extra two halftimes, and Mauricio Pochettino is maximizing his players. So the number one thing that sticks to mind for me is Serginho Dest. And I have friends telling me they're falling in love with Serginho Dest. Chris Richards telling a story in an interview about Serginho Dest dancing in front of the mirror with a TI hat on. And when he comes home to America, he has to get Panda Express orange chicken. How can you not love Serginho Dest? And last World Cup, Serginho Dest was one of the rising stars, but was playing as a right back. And he would love to fly up the wing and get into the attack, but then he was a defensive liability because he wouldn't get back. So Dest was a defenseman 4 years ago. Pochettino's come in, and now he's got Dest playing as basically our right wing back, kind of more of a right forward. He's getting into the box. He's been one of our best attackers on the wing. He's been setting up the goals. He had the goal in the exhibition against Senegal. He's been awesome, and it's been the best version of Serginho Dest. And it's so simple, but it tells you how brilliant of a coaching mind Mauricio Pochettino is. Serginho Dest, one of the most talented players, but was in a role where he could hurt you defensively. He can't hurt you if he's only at right forward. Number two, let Balogun be a proper striker and give him freedom. The number one issue in 2022 was Team USA did not have a proper striker. They did not have a goal scorer from the box. It was the biggest issue. Josh Sargent, we were throwing out all these other guys to try to find something that would work. Balogun joins basically right after the World Cup of 2023, and he's been awesome. He set up the first goal by attacking down the left wing yesterday. Pochettino's gotten the best out of our striker. Number three, changing the system from at the back from offense to defense. It's almost like that was too tough for the players to understand under Greg Berhalter or Bob Bradley or Bruce Arena or any of the American coaches here, but they've understood it through Mauricio Pochettino. They understand where they need to be, where the outlet pass is, and so we can play when we're defending with four back. And then when we have the ball, we're playing with three back. Our wing backs are pushing so up that we're attacking the corner flags. It's been terrific to watch. That's what the best European teams do. Number four, I was excited about our midfield in 2022. The midfield trio of Weston McKennie, Yunus Musah, Tyler Adams. All right, so Pochettino comes in, and Yunus Musah doesn't make the squad. And I'm worried. Yunus Musah was one of our best midfielders in the last World Cup. But in has come Malik Tillman. 24-year-old kid has been terrific. Tyler Adams is now playing in more of a role where he can just be our stopper there in the middle of the field. There's nobody that's getting past Tyler Adams without him trying to break their ankle with a slide tackle. I love it. And then I think it's allowed Weston McKennie to go be more offensive. Pochettino is getting the best out of our midfield trio. Number five, it feels like all 11 of our guys for the first time in my lifetime are comfortable with the ball at their feet. There's not one guy right now that you feel like they're nervous when they have the ball at their feet in the back. Richards, Ream, yeah, he's slow, but I trust him on the ball for sure with his left boot. Freeman, who was the goal scorer, has been great in the back. Matt Freese, who I thought was an issue, he's been able to make some good passes as the keeper there as this team builds from the back, pushes forward. I mean, just I can't explain to you guys how much fun I enjoyed watching Team USA against Australia dominate possession. I kept telling my friends, this is my favorite thing, to watch my team, Team USA, have the ball. Have the ball spraying it around. And not just a nil-nil game where we're having the dominate possession but doing nothing with it, but we got into the box and scored two goals. All 11 guys are comfortable with the ball at their feet. They know where the outlet pass is. It's been so great. So many years we had to just, we couldn't find the pass. We got to kick it deep, kick and chase. And then six, coach is creating a culture that the guys can thrive in and improve. The guys have gotten better since he took over, since the loss to Belgium, the loss to Portugal, since the game against Senegal, the Germany game. We've gotten better individually and as a team every single game. We're hitting our top form. We haven't even peaked yet. And that's all about Coach Mauricio Pochettino. Coaching matters, especially in this World Cup. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. How are you guys feeling about Team USA today as you wake up and see that they have won the group? Yes, Paraguay pulled off the victory over Turkey, which means our third group game against Turkey matters not at all. I mean, if you're a bench player, you're so fired up for this. Gio Reyna, Tim Weah, Haji Wright, the entire bench unit so fired up. They're going to get to start. They're going to get their cap. They're going to get into the rotation and feel like they're a contributor towards this run. And we're going to need one of them. Like, we're going to need one of the guys that plays in this Turkey game to get into good form and possibly in the round of 32 or round of 16, if we make it, to have them as a super sub. So this is such a great opportunity to get everybody involved in the good feels as Team USA won the group with two wins in the group stage. Unbelievable. I wanted to provide some history just so, for some context here for you guys with how good this run is for Team USA, because I've been locked into Team USA my entire life, and I remember 1998. I remember 2002. I remember 2006, 2010, right? So 2002, we finished the group stage with 4 points. 2006 with 1 point. 2010 with 5 points. That was probably our best run. 2014 with 4. 2022 with 5. 2026, 2 games, 3 points each game, 6 points total, 1 game remaining. We've never done this good in the group stage. I told you guys after game one against Paraguay, I've never seen us play that good for a full half in that first half. The best half we've ever played. And then to back it up for a full 90 minutes against Australia, against the Socceroos, who came in with a bunch of aggression, with a bunch of, like, they angst. They wanted this win so badly. They were trying to give themselves bulletin board material. Oh, Team USA thinks it's going to be a walkover. Yeah, we do. Coming into this World Cup, I told everyone, Australia's the easy victory. Australia's the easy victory. And then we walked the walk, we talked the talk, we backed it up. I loved that. Oh, Australia saying, this means the world to us to beat USA. You're not beating us on our home soil. Go home, Socceroos. Unbelievable victory. 2-0. Dominated possession. Dominated possession there. Again. Have the first two matches. You've seen 180 minutes plus stoppage time of the 2026 U.S. men's national team. Has that changed the way you view the U.S.? Has it changed the way you look at soccer in America? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Sean in Falls Church. What's up, Sean?
How are we doing, AWOD? I'm doing amazing right now.
Yeah, I'm doing amazing too. how do you describe your feeling, dude?
It's unbelievable confidence that I have never felt in this team since I started watching. I was aware of who won the 98 World Cup, but 2002 was the first time I really watched, and I've never felt this confident in a team. Everybody knows their position. Everybody is executing. Pulisic out, and we don't miss a beat. Turkey had like 20-something shots against Australia, didn't crack that nut, and then we come in, and we put two past him because of a, you know, yes, an own goal, but it was a dangerous run. It was, you know, putting the ball in the mixer and seeing what happens. I've never felt this good. And it's the first back-to-back wins that our team has had since 1930, which is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, so what's given you this much confidence? Is it the coach? Is it the way they performed in the two games? Like, what is it?
It really is, I think, the coaching pushing the players to what they're supposed to do with the abilities that they have, putting them in the position to succeed. I'm a Tottenham fan, unfortunately. We barely made it up, but Pochettino was my favorite coach as a fan, and I think he understands exactly what these players are and where to put them. I was worried about the counterattack with Tim Ream and his age, but we handled it well. Chris Richards, Freeman getting his goal. It just shows how well marshaled this entire team is.
Yeah, great call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Love
Cheers.
That you're excited here and enjoying this Team USA run at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And I want to, again, double down on what he's saying, what I was saying last segment. Coach Mauricio Pochettino is getting the best out of these players by putting them in the most advantageous positions for them to have success based off of their skill set. All right, I'm going to let Tyler Adams be our stopper in the middle of the field. I'm going to let him be our sweeper of the midfield, and nobody's getting past him, which means McKennie can push up. Tillman can push up. We've got Chris Richards, Ream, and Freeman in defense when we have the ball, which means Robinson and Dest have zero defensive responsibilities when we have the ball. Jedi Robinson, he's flying up the left wing. Dest, he's surging up the right wing, and they're sending dangerous balls into the box, in which Mauricio Pochettino had two strikers in the game, right? He could have gone with Tim Weah. He could have gone with probably what a lot of people were hoping for, Gio Reyna, after the goal he had against Paraguay. He says, no, I'm going to change the tactic while we deal with our injury to Captain America, and I'm going to play a second striker so that when we have the dangerous balls in the box, we have two guys that can be in there to get ahead on it. And it ends up being Freeman who gets ahead on it for the second goal. Another dominant victory, wire to wire, something Americans just haven't seen before. Like he said, 1930. I don't know anything about 1930 World Cup. I know all about 2002, 6, and every year since then that I've watched, been locked in, love soccer, and I'm mind blown. Again, I have to keep pinching myself to believe this is real. Coming into the World Cup here, I kept my expectations low. I did, because I didn't love the games that we played leading up to this. But we have taken advantage of, we're a home nation. We're in the top pot, which means we get the best opportunity. Paraguay, Australia, Turkey, they're not the big dogs. They're not France, Spain. We've avoided France. Feels like we've had England almost every group stage, right? So we avoided some of the big dogs, and we've taken advantage of the fact that we have an opportunity here. The way it's been drawn up, Team USA should get to the round of 16 and should absolutely have a matchup that they have a freaking chance to get to the round of eight. I'm losing my mind about Team USA. It's unbelievable. Soccer culture taking over this country right now. You got people, and not just Americans, all the other fan bases that are here are taking over this country. I love the soccer culture of drinking and singing and dancing and complaining and whining and cheering and pride for their nation and pride for their players. And they love certain players and they hate other teams and they hate other things. And they got their outfits, they got their kits, they got their hats, their faces painted. It's so much fun to see the world's game come to America, and it's given me so much national pride. It's given me so much excitement about the future of soccer in this country. And back in 94, I was 2 years old, and the World Cup came here, and it created the MLS in 96. And my soccer fandom comes from the MLS and going to DC United games at RFK with my dad. That's the reason I'm such a big soccer fan, and then watching Team USA on the big stage throughout my entire life, but it's never been this much fun. I keep telling all my friends, usually for World Cup group stage games, I'm a wreck. You don't want to watch with me. I'm screaming. I'm biting my fingers. It's like a Commanders playoff game. I'm usually nervous because 90% of the time, we've in the past been defending for 90% of the game. It's not fun to watch your team defend. That's, I think, why I'm loving this and so many Americans are loving this, because we've seen 90 minutes twice
And this team, for both of those games for 90 minutes, has dominated possession. It's fun to watch your team have the ball. It's like it's fun to watch your NFL team when they have the ball. It's fun to watch when you are dominant in possession. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what we're seeing. So I'm going to give you guys even more reasons to support this Team USA team, because I think the excitement is building. And it just feels like it's not going to go anywhere, right? So we just played yesterday. We've got a full 6 days until Thursday, in which the game doesn't matter. Play our backups against Turkey. And then a full another week, basically, until I believe it's like July 1st, we play our next knockout round. So the excitement's going to continue to build. It's like the NCAA tournament when your favorite team wins a game. What do you want to do? You just want to watch every other game. You're kind of scouting out opponents, and you're just excited for the sport because you know the favorite team that you root for is having success. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Saturday, June 20th, rocking and rolling just after 9:45 here on The Fan. And if you're just a casual soccer fan, but you're kind of swept up into this excitement of the World Cup, or maybe you're a big sports fan who just doesn't miss the event. This is the event of the summer, the 2026 FIFA World Cup in your backyard. Well, I'm going to give you guys 10 extra reasons to support Team USA, to get out to a bar and watch every USA World Cup game. It's lightning in a bottle. It only comes every 4 years. Before it started, I said 48 teams. I don't know how this is going to go. Now I'm all in on a 48-team World Cup moving forward. There's just so much soccer. There's just so much soccer. I don't know how you can complain. If you're a soccer fan, you're going to miss it when it's gone. And if you're not, you're going to feel like you have FOMO if you don't join in on the ride and the excitement of watching Team USA have success on home soil at the 2026 World Cup. Here's AWOD's 10 reasons to support Team USA for casual sports fans. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. When you think about some of your favorite teams or some of the best teams of all time, they all had a reason to be there. This team's reason number one is that they started from the bottom. These are the guys that were all heartbroken, and the fans like myself that were heartbroken by the failures in 2028. We do not get to this place right now in 2026 without hitting rock bottom in 2028. Started from the bottom. That was a failure for Team USA Soccer to the craziest degree. It caused a change in U.S. Soccer Federation, which led to, I get it, Berhalter getting the job in 2022, but then eventually going to Mauricio Pochettino, putting money into the manager position. But you had to start from the bottom. You had to have the failures of 2018 to get to where we are right now. All these players, they were heartbroken. A young Christian Pulisic didn't get to play in the World Cup in 2018. Heartbroken. Love that. Number one, they started from the bottom. All right, all these guys have worked to get where they are after the failures of 2018. Number two, this is the closest thing I think that Team USA has had since probably like 94 or 98 to the golden generation. Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Balogun, Chris Richards, Serginho Dest, Robinson. More than half of the starting lineup is entering their prime right now. That's what we call a golden generation. More than half of their starting lineup is playing in Europe, playing the best soccer that they're ever going to play in their life right now. It's the closest thing we've had to a golden generation in my lifetime. Number three, Captain America, right? A kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania, the normal American kid that has excelled at soccer since he was basically like 9 years old. They pushed him out to Europe. He had a ton of success there. He's going to go down as the most accomplished U.S. soccer player of all time. He's been the chosen one. I remember seeing videos of him when he was 14 years old. He's going to save U.S. soccer. Well, what he's done is incredible. At club level, he won a Champions League. He's been a star in Milan. But he knows he's going to be judged by this World Cup. He's put his body on the line for this team in last World Cup when he got hurt, when he got kicked in the you-know-what. This World Cup, he's already gotten hurt putting his body on the line for the team. How can you not love Captain America? Number four, 10 reasons to support the U.S. men's national team for casual fans. Number four, our coach, Coach Mauricio Pochettino. I think he's like the Phil Jackson of this team, right? the Bill Belichick of this team. He's a known leader, a respected manager. He's a world-class coach, poach, world-class. Took Tottenham to the Champions League final. It's like taking the Jags to the Super Bowl. Gotta love one of the great managers. And he's doing it with swag and with style. Looks like Russell Crowe in his Boss shirt, taking the buttons off, letting it hang. I mean, he is just having so much fun. He is loving representing America. He's loving everything about America. And I think we love him, too. That's number four. Number five, 10 reasons to support U.S. men's national team. There's nothing like winning at home. We're the home team. We're the home team. You watch the NFL, eight times you're the away team, right? You watch the NBA, every other sport. We're the home team. This is our best shot. It's on home soil. There's never going to be another chance like this again with this golden generation, with this coaching staff, with everything we've got going and the momentum and the first time we've won our first two group stage games. This is the chance right now to go all in. It's on home soil. This is our moment. Number six, 10 reasons to support U.S. men's national team. The momentum is building. The first time we've ever won two games in the group stage back-to-back. Number seven, we're trying to accomplish something we've never done before. And that's another reason to support this team. In the modern era, we've never advanced past the quarterfinals. We've had incredible runs. We've had some good moments. We've never advanced past the quarterfinals. We're trying to do something we've never done before. Number eight, this is for your kids. Think about this. The kids in this country. I'm a diehard U.S. soccer fan, and I've dealt with heartbreak and defeat and failure. There are kids that are watching this team right now that think it's easy because they've never seen nothing but this team have success in the group stage in 2022, and then 4 years later, dominating like this with two games. The kids that are 15 that are starting to fall in love with soccer and U.S. men's national team, they're going to think, man, we're always a top 15 team. They don't know anything about the past. It can change soccer in this country because the kids that were me, 20, 30 years ago when I was 8 to 15 watching this team and crying when we lost to Germany, they're seeing this team beat Australia. They're seeing them beat Paraguay. They're going nuts on the streets. It's awesome to watch. It's for the kids. Number nine, the players. The players love America. They chose USA. You read about Fowler and Balogun. His parents had him in, I believe it was in, he was born in New York. He chose over England, over, I think, Ivory Coast, to play for USA, to represent America. These players love their country. They love supporting this team. And there was some talk about, well, maybe their heart's not in it as much as Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey. And those guys will always be, on the Mount Rushmore of U.S. soccer for me. But I do think there's no doubt. You can't question these guys anymore after these two games. They love playing for America, and they have done everything possible to make themselves look good on home soil. And number 10, to prove the world wrong. To prove the world wrong. This country in soccer has gotten so much disrespect for my entire life. There were people that said, legit on television, we're not going to make it out of the group stage. Time to prove them wrong, right? All the haters out there. Oh, USA is a football country, not a soccer country. I don't care what you call it. We're getting better at this sport. We're making improvements at this sport. Absolutely. Those are 10 reasons, I think, to support the U.S. men's national team if you're a casual fan. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kevin in Fairfax. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Adam, I have a question. Do you think the way American soccer is run from youth leagues to cup, do you think they have the experience? Do you think the training from American side, do you think that's enough to help them on the global stage?
Youth soccer in this country is a massive problem, and one that I don't really want to touch on right now because we're having so much success. It's a big issue. The issue is that we don't have good enough coaching. That's the simple issue. That's a big reason why this team's having success right now. They've got great coaching. The best coaches in America don't coach the 12, the 13, the 14, the 15-year-olds. And so we don't develop at a high level like they do in another country. But I think that can change with the success that we're having right now in the World Cup. I think it will change the way people view soccer in this country, especially if it can continue. It's been an unbelievable start for the first two games. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're listening You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I gave you 10 reasons to support this team. Are you getting excited? What's your watch party setup like? Are you buying merchandise? What would make you buy a U.S. men's national team jersey? Does it make you want to get your kids to play soccer? What's been the best part of this World Cup for you? Do you feel like you have World Cup fever? I absolutely do. It's just like when VCU beat North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. I felt like I was in heaven watching the NCAA the next day. That's me right now. I can't wait to watch all the games today, tomorrow, and leading up to next Thursday. It's just so much more fun to watch this sport when Team USA is in it and having this much success. If you're getting excited, I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. AWOD on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, June 20th, after Team USA defeats Australia. Paraguay defeats Turkey, which means we have advanced. Won the group. How about that accomplishment for Team USA? There were haters that said we weren't going to make it out of the group stage. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.